Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're joining us here on Studio Classroom. Let's start off our lesson today with our Talk About It question. Here it is. Describe the most unique cave you've ever seen in person or in photos.
Okay, well, I had the privilege of visiting a cave a few summers ago for Let's Talk in English on the E-Report. We visited a cave in Hualien that had a lake in it with bats.
Wow, that's amazing. I've seen photos of a cave in Mexico filled with giant crystals bigger than a person. I would love to go there.
That really does sound amazing. If you like caves, friends, then this lesson is for you. We are taking a look at 7 spectacular caves. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Seven spectacular caves. Discover the wonders that lie within Earth's mysterious depths. Hidden within Earth's rocky layers are some of the world's most immense caves, displaying the most breathtaking natural wonders imaginable. America's Mammoth Cave, for example, boasts the world's longest known continuous cave system, with explored passages exceeding over 640 kilometers. And many more still unexplored. Located in the central part of the state of Kentucky, the caves were formed in limestone ages ago when the region was covered by water.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.首先来看 immense 这个形容词，它的意思是极大的或是巨大的。譬如 ，The hikers stared at the immense canyon stretching far beyond the horizon。登山者们凝视着那片延伸至地平线远方的辽阔峡谷。immense 字尾加上 ly 就变成副词 immensely， 意思是极其或是非常。譬如Robert was immensely relieved when the storm finally passed. 当暴风雨终于过去时 ，Robert 大大的松了口气。它的名词形式是 immensity， 意思是巨大无限。譬如 ，The immensity of the night sky left the campers in reverent silence. 浩瀚的夜空让露营者们陷入了敬畏的寂静。
Caves are like giant holes in the ground. It's hard to see what's in front of you, but if you're willing to explore, there are amazing things to find.
There certainly are. Today we are discovering the wonders that lie within Earth's mysterious depths. Let's take a look at this together, friends. Hidden within Earth's rocky layers are some of the world's most immense caves, displaying the most breathtaking natural wonders imaginable.
You know, Anne-Marie, in English, we have so many great words to describe something that is amazing, great, marvelous, or here, breathtaking.
Yeah, and breathtaking tells you exactly what seeing this thing does to you. It takes your breath away. It means that something is very beautiful or amazing.
You might go to a national park and say, the view here was breathtaking.
We are going to look at some of these breathtaking caves together, friends. What is the first cave we're looking at, Garrett?
Well, we're going to our home, America. America's Mammoth Cave, for example, boasts the world's longest known continuous cave system with explored passages exceeding over 640 kilometers.
This sounds like a huge cave, and one of the ways I know this is by the name. This word mammoth, friends, is a very large, hairy elephant-like creature that lived long ago and it's now extinct.
Yeah, we even use that word just to describe things that are really big. Here's another example. Mammoths had long curved tusks and thick fur to stay warm.
So the cave's name is Mammoth Cave. We see another word here in this sentence. It's that word exceeding. Exceeding means going beyond or more than something else.
Here's another sentence. The crowd exceeded expectations and sang along with the band.
All right, so what is exceeding here, friends? Well, these passages exceed 640 kilometers. So there are more than 640 kilometers.
It sounds like they're still exploring them. They're not totally sure just how big they are. Yes, we see at the end of that sentence, many are still unexplored.
We learn more about where this cave system is, friends. Located in the central part of the state of Kentucky, the caves were formed in limestone ages ago when the region was covered by water.
You know, friends, if you have ever looked into caves before, you'll find out many of them are made in limestone. This is a certain rock. It's often made from old seashells. And it can kind of fall apart if there's a lot of water, making these holes or different rock shapes.
Let's use limestone in another sentence. The cliffs are made of limestone.
Okay, so we see Mammoth Cave here. It is the longest continuous cave system. That means all of the different caves are connected to each other. And we call it a system.
Yeah, that's what the word system tells us, friends, that they are all part of the same thing. Wow, that is a huge cave system.
It sure is. It's not the only cave on Earth, though. Let's go learn more in our next reading.
Seven spectacular caves. Vietnam's Hang Son Dung is believed to be the world's largest natural cave ever recorded based on total cave volume. The New York Times once said of one of its main chambers, "The cavern is big enough to fit a Boeing 747 with room to spare." Son Dung Cave has its own weather system with clouds forming within the enormous space.
The explorers entered a dark cavern filled with dripping water and sharp rocks. 探险家们进入了一个黑暗洞穴，里面到处是滴水与尖锐的岩石。Cavern 字尾加上 ous, cavernous 就是形容词了，意思是宽敞且空旷的，像大洞穴般的。譬如His voice echoed across the cavernous subway station late at night. 深夜时分，他的声音在空旷的地铁站中回荡。与 cavern 出自同一个拉丁语根源的是 cave， 不过 cave 呢是指规模比较小的山洞或是岩洞。Cave 当动词时也表示让步或是妥协。譬如 ，After weeks of pressure, Nora finally caved in and joined the team.在经历数周的压力后 ，Nora 终于妥协，加入了团队。
There are many different records when it comes to these caves. We already talked about the longest cave system that's been found in the world. Now let's talk about the biggest single cave.
Okay, we're traveling all the way to Vietnam. We read together, Vietnam's Hang Son Dung is believed to be the world's largest natural cave ever recorded based on total cave volume.
Wow, it is very large. Let's talk about some of those great terms. It is believed to be. If something is believed to be something, it's thought to be that. We're not totally sure, but we think so.
Here's an example. The sea turtle is believed to be very old. Of course, we can't know exactly how old a wild sea turtle is, but you might believe that it is very old based on certain evidence.
This is believed to be the world's largest natural cave ever recorded. If something is recorded, it's written down or noted, often so that others can know some piece of information.
Certain events have been recorded in history so that people who come later can know about them or remember them. And we see that this is the largest natural cave ever recorded based on total cave volume. What do we mean by that?
Well, be careful here, friends. This word volume is not talking about how loud something is. Volume also means the amount of 3D space inside of something.
Okay, so for example, you could say the concert hall has a large volume. We mean that a lot of people could fit inside.
Right, it could also just mean there's a lot of space inside that building. There is a lot of space inside this cave, or a lot of volume.
Okay, so let's learn some more cave-related terminology now, friends, in the next sentence. The New York Times once said of one of its main chambers, the cavern is big enough to fit a Boeing 747 with room to spare. Let's talk about what a chamber is.
Okay, a chamber is, well, could be a large room inside of a big house, or it's a large space inside of something else. Here, we're talking about a cave.
Another place we might use the word chamber is if we're talking about something like an anthill. Anthills have many chambers in them.
Okay, so one of the main chambers of this cave in Vietnam can fit one of the larger commercial planes ever made.
That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty big. There's a lot of space in there. Son Dung Cave has its own weather system with clouds forming within the enormous space.
I can't even imagine this, Garrett, that there is a cave so big that clouds would form.
It is amazing. It almost feels like you could build a city inside of there.
Ooh, that would be very cool.
Right. Okay, friends, we have more to learn, but right now, let's go ahead and take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The comfy phrase, room to spare. What if you're packing for a weekend trip? You stuff your backpack with clothes, snacks, a book, chargers, and your favorite stuffed animal. When you zip it up, you realize it's easy. There's still space left at the top. You've got room to spare. That extra wiggle room, that feeling of not being crammed full, that's exactly what room to spare means. Room to spare describes having plenty of extra space, time, or resources, more than you actually need. It's a happy, relaxed way to say there's lots left over. For example, the car was big enough for all six friends with room to spare for snacks and bags. Now, here's one more. She finished the essay quickly and had room to spare on the page for one more paragraph. Here are three more phrases with room. Room for improvement means something is good, but could be even better. For example, your drawing is awesome, but there's room for improvement on the shading. Make room for means to create space or time for something new. For example, we moved the couch to make room for the Christmas tree. No room for doubt means something is completely clear or certain. For example, after seeing the video replay, there was no room for doubt. He scored the goal. I once packed for a sleepover thinking I'd need everything and ended up with room to spare for my friend's extra pillow. That extra space felt like a little victory. These room phrases remind us that having a bit more, whether space, time, or patience, makes life feel lighter and easier. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Thank you.
seven spectacular caves. Known as the World of the Ice Giants, Eisriesenwelt Cave lies south of Salzburg, Austria, and is the largest known ice cave on Earth. Visitors walk through vast chambers filled with frozen waterfalls, ice columns, and shiny walls of ice that change with the seasons. Krubera Cave in the country of Georgia is the second deepest known cave, reaching more than 2,194 meters beneath Earth's surface. Only experts are allowed to attempt the frightening descent to investigate its depths. Krubera Cave remains one of the greatest mysteries and challenges of the caving community.
Descent 这个名词在文章中的意思是下降、下落，但是呢，它也可以指血统或是血缘关系。它源自动词 descend 下降或是传下这个字。我们来看例句 ：The hikers began their slow descent as the sun disappeared behind the mountains. 当太阳隐没在山后时，登山者们开始缓缓下山。我们也来看一个动词 descend 的例句。Dark clouds started to descend over the beach just before sunset. 就在日落前，乌云开始笼罩海滩。动词 descend 词尾加上 ant 就变成具体名词 descendant， 意思呢是后代或是子孙。譬如 ，As a descendant of immigrants, Luis felt proud of his family history.作为移民的后代 ，Louise 为自己的家族历史感到自豪。And that's all for today. I'll see you soon.
Well, friends, we've talked about some of the biggest caves in the world so far. Now it's time to talk about some caves that are a bit different.
Okay, we are talking about a cave that is called World of the Ice Giants.A giant is something that is very, very big, and oftentimes we're talking about a person.
Yeah, we could be talking about a giant kind of person from a fantasy story. You might also describe something like a tree and say it looks like a giant. Well, this one is called World of the Ice Giants. Eisriesenwelt Cave lies south of Salzburg, Austria.
And it is the largest known ice cave on Earth. So this cave is very special because it's made of ice.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cold.
It sounds very cold.
All right. Visitors walk through vast chambers filled with frozen waterfalls, ice columns, and shiny walls of ice.That change with the seasons.
We see a lot of great words that we can talk about here, friends. The first one we're looking at is that word vast. If something is vast, it means that it is extremely big.
Yes. For example, you could say the desert is vast. We often use this word not just for things that are one really big thing that's maybe sticking up, but a big area.That might even be flat.
Yeah, and I've also realized that when we use the word vast, it means that it's so big, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're using that word to describe the chambers inside of this ice cave. We also hear there are ice columns.
We do, and friends, a column is a tall, upright support. Columns are very long and straight, and sometimes they are holding up the top of something.
Okay, here's another example sentence. Stone columns hold up the roof. If we have columns here, it probably means they reach from the floor all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. We see another cave here in our next paragraph, friends. We are talking about Krubera Cave in the country of Georgia.
It is the second deepest known cave. It reaches more than 2,194 meters.Beneath Earth's surface.
This is a very, very deep cave. Only experts are allowed to attempt the frightening descent to investigate its depth. this tells me a lot about this cave. It sounds like the average person would feel fear when they were going down to the depths of this cave.
I love the idea of exploring a cave, and I've been to some before. I don't think I'd want to go to this one, though.
I definitely wouldn't want to do that. We see that word investigate there, friends. And here we're talking about looking closely for facts.
Okay, like scientists. They like to investigate all kinds of things, like the deep ocean.
Well, we learned something else here about Krubera Cave. It remains one of the greatest mysteries and challenges of the caving community. What are we talking about when we say the caving community?
Yeah, actually, we could use similar terms and swap out caving for something else. The community is the group of people who all share the same interest, maybe a hobby, or it could even be a job. Here, we're talking about people who like to go caving or explore caves.
Yeah, we often use this word community when it has to do with a job or maybe even a hobby. Like you can say, there is a strong hiking community here in Taipei.
So the people that share that interest or that expertise. And this cave is really challenging for the caving community, even though many of them are quite experienced.
Yeah, this makes me feel like this is definitely a cave I would want to stay away from.
Absolutely. All right, friends, we are not quite done yet, but we do need to go watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 the 加叙述加最高级加单数名词的用法，它用来强调顺序的最高名次。常用叙述如 first, second, third 来修饰形容词最高级，像是 best, tallest 来指定第几名。例如课文中的这一句 the second deepest known cave 或是 the third tallest building in the world。来看这个例句 Osaka is the second largest city in Japan 大阪是日本第二大城市
As you remember, friends, our lesson is called Seven Spectacular Caves. We've already taken a look at four of them in our lesson today. We'll learn about the other three tomorrow, but I have a question for Garrett.Which one of these caves do you think would be the most interesting to explore?
All right. So, that cave in Vietnam is really interesting. It's very big, but there's one reason I would not choose that one. It's something you mentioned before, Anne-Marie, and that's I've seen there are way too many bats in there. That would be pretty freaky.
Oh, I actually really like bats. I think they're kind of cute, and they usually leave people alone.
That's fair. There are thousands and thousands of them here, and they do drop some things from the sky.
Okay, well, I can see why you might want to stay away from that.
Yes, absolutely. But my answer is...That Eisriesenwelt cave in Austria, an ice cave sounds beautiful. I just need to bring a warm coat.
Yeah, I think for me, as someone who is a little claustrophobic, I don't like tight spaces. Most of these caves might be okay for me to visit because they're so big. But if I were to visit them, I would want to make sure that I would have a tour guide, someone to walk me through the cave and point out different things about it.So that it would be educational for me.
Yeah, I've done that before. Some caves are much more touristy. You can go with a guide, maybe even take a boat ride on a cave, lake, or river, and there are lots of nice lights all around.
That sounds pretty nice to me. What about you, friends? Which one of these caves would you like to explore? Or maybe you're waiting to hear about the three caves we're going to talk about tomorrow.Make sure you come back for that. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.